the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Fourth and Never Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And believe it or not, you know, we are like...
I don't know.
We're so...
Handsome?
Close to the season being over. We're at week 15. There's only two more weeks left for this.
Wow.
Now I got the playoffs, so I can get a couple points that way, but...
Maybe.
For the most part, I cannot hear this Nick cap on. Hold on.
Yeah, this asshole, he puts a knit cap on his head, then he puts his headphones over the knit cap, and he still expects to hear.
Yeah, well, now I can hear you.
The sound waves are having trouble penetrating the knit.
Mm.
Weird.
Anyways, yeah, so it's week 15, and after last week, you had...
I had a 7-point lead.
You had 8 correct picks, and I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ooh, now I'm back to only having a 5-point lead. You cut in.
6. Because it's 108 to 114. That's 6, right? 9, 10, 11, 12.
Really? Because I thought I had a 7-point lead last week. If you want to check back in the... Make sure your math is right.
It's all in the same spreadsheet. I just keep adding it up.
All right.
Listen, these are official numbers.
Well, whatever. Either way, I'm winning. So I'm good.
Only by 6, though. The lead can be cut so quickly, you know?
It could, but has it?
With 2 more weeks, all I got to do is...
Do 3 a week.
3 a week, and I'm betting, and we're tied going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
That'd be huge. We'd be excited.
It would be.
Fans would be so excited.
Well, what are the odds of that, though?
They would be so excited.
Not that good.
All right. Let's
listen, you brought this on yourself when you decided to bet with a motherfucking pro.
I know. And the premise is, if you're just listening to this for the first time, I don't know what's your
Yeah, why are you listening? There's other episodes.
The premise is, Mark doesn't know anything, doesn't care about football in any way.
That's true. Don't watch it, don't play it.
I watch every single game pretty much.
Don't know the players.
You know, I'm reviewing tapes on the weekend.
You have to see the footage.
Sending some notes to the head coach, like, I think you should have done this. So I claim to be an expert, and yet he's winning by 6 points. We get a point for every correct pick.
Yeah, no spread or anything. Just straight up wins and losses.
Sounds sexy, though.
Or vegetable oil spread. Mm. Delicious.
Why don't we get started?
Let's. Yeah.
And starting off tonight... I don't even know what day it is. Tonight, the Jets and Cowboys are playing.
Ooh.
Saturday Night Football special, Mark. You can tune in, and you can see your beloved Cowboys versus the Jets.
You know I have to pick the Jets.
Why do you have to pick the Jets?
Because I hate the Cowboys. And, you know, as you previously stated, I don't know football, but my only problem with the Cowboys is when I was a child, the Cowboys
ruled.
Beat
me up.
No, the Cowboys ruled. And
Mark hates anything that's popular.
No, all the asshole kids would go around town wearing their cowboy starter jackets. And they were such huge assholes. And that's why. That's enough. I hate the Cowboys. Mm. That did it.
I also picked the Jets.
Okay.
Next up, we have the Ravens and Chiefs.
Ooh. Well, you know, I'm a fan of Raven Simone. So in honor of her, and that's a Raven, I'm picking the Ravens.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs because the Ravens suck this year.
Nah.
And their quarterback's out for the season, so. Joe Flacco. You ever hear of him?
I've heard the name.
You have?
Yeah. I mean, I hear things. People talk. Did you know Flacco in Spanish means skinny?
Is that what your wife yells out at night, Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Flacco.
Is he handsome or something? Or?
No.
Okay.
Next up, Titans and Patriots.
Titans Come and Patriots. On. Anytime the Patriots are up, just say Patriots.
All right. I'm going to go with the Patriots as well.
Yeah.
The Titans are awful. Although, Tom Brady was sick yesterday and did not practice.
Ooh.
He's questionable for Sunday. But he hasn't missed a game since 2008.
Who is this? What team is this for?
Tom Brady.
Oh, I thought you said Don.
Don Brady?
I'm like, I don't know who Don Brady is. His cousin?
Hey, I'm Don Brady. I'm Tom's cousin. If you want to, you know, I can do a little quarterbacking myself. If you want to come by and, you know, let me try out
for
the team.
You know, they're crafty, though. They could have put that out there. Like, all right, don't practice.
That's
practice
funny
today.
You say crafty, because you know what their owner's name is?
Bob Kraft.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I hear things. But I bet you they told him, don't practice today. We'll let out the word that you're sick. That way, you know, they're sneaky. Mm. Underhanded.
Yeah. Next up, the Bears and the Vikings.
Oh.
Classic battle.
Vikings.
I'm also going for the Vikings. I think they've been shitty as of late, but they're in the playoffs, kind of, so.
Are they?
They're going to be if they.
Man.
Unless they really fuck up.
For a shitty team, it's pretty easy to make it to the playoffs.
Well,
huh?
No, they have like 8 wins. Yeah. But they haven't won in the last few weeks. Next up, a game played in our nation's capital, or at least nearby, in Landover, Maryland. The Redskins versus the Buffalo Bills.
The what?
The Buffalo Bills.
I say Buffalo Bills, but because I'm a native.
And you know what? The Bill, I picked them to lose 2 weeks ago, and they win. And then I go, well, all right, I'll pick them to win again.
And they
lose again. These fucks. And the Bills literally have almost zero chance of going to the playoffs, but as long as they win the next three, there's still slim hopes.
You know, they always let you down, man. They'll win. They'll win the next two, and then everyone will be like, man, this is it. This is it. If that one team loses and they win, we could still do it. We can do it.
They've been in the playoffs in almost 16 years. This will be 16th season. And like two or three times during the span, it was like, all right, we just need this team to lose, this team to win, and the Bills to win.
Yeah.
And like they're in the playoffs.
And they're always so close.
So 2004, they have to play the Steelers, who have everything locked up, so they just play their third stringers. Oh, this is going to be great. All we do is win, and this other team, and the Bills lose. And then we look, oh, look, the other team that needed to lose lost, so the Bills would have been in if they won. And
I told
lost.
You, they always disappoint. Yeah. Always.
But what? Does that make any sense to you, like, philosophically? Like, why would they be bad for so long when it's different players, different coaches, different owners?
You know what?
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just some kind of universal energy.
But that's not real.
I know it's not real. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I mean, you could say, like, well, this guy's life is really shitty because it's him the whole time.
Yeah.
You know? But when it comes to this, it's different.
I know. It's always new players, but it's...
It's just odd.
Yeah. Same shit always happens,
Same
though.
Thing with, the, like, with the Browns, too. They're always, like, perennial losers, they call them.
Might someone say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy?
I don't know.
Because that stigma that goes with the Buffalo Bills just carries on.
I think the Browns stigma is even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Redskins and Bills, right?
Yeah.
I'll go for the Bills. I think they can pull it out.
Fine, I'm going to pick the Bills, too, just because I don't want to fuck it up, you know? Jags and Falcons. Now, the Falcons, keep in mind, I think, let me check.
What do you think?
I believe that the...
Now you believe. First you thought. Okay. All right. Not really adding up, but okay, keep going.
Yeah, the Falcons... They won their first 6 games in a row and have lost ever since. Now, how's that for letting your fans down? Imagine how excited you are for week 6.
And you know, the announcers are saying, and the undefeated Falcons.
And then they've lost ever since. You know what? I'm going for the Falcons. They got to get another
you
win
think?
Here. They got to. Against the Jags, a poor team.
Yeah, I'll go for the Jags then.
Oh, right.
Interesting.
I'm not supposed to be giving my teams first. I don't want to influence you in any way. This next one, Seahawks. They play the Browns, but we don't even need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on. Seahawks are like the hottest team in football right now again. You know, I have lots of Seahawks stuff. Like, for the Super Bowl last year, I bought that hat. And every time I go to one of those machines to get some kind of football, like sticker or...
You get the little thing.
There's a little guy you put together. Like, he's got a little big head and stuff. It's always the fucking Seahawks. Although, I got an NFL high bounce ball at the mall yesterday, and it was Chiefs.
Wow. Do you ask, hey, Mom, you got any quarters?
Yeah, well, I asked my girlfriend, so it's the same thing, really. I mean, in so many ways, your girlfriend turns into your mom. Don't you think?
You fuck both, yeah.
So they say, that's what they say, right? Freud?
Oh, probably the, he always, like, Oh, you, that Freud, everything with him was fucking.
Yeah, because you were jealous of your dad fucking your mom. That was his whole thing.
Well, then
that's why you hated your dad.
It was the whole,
I don't want to fuck my mom. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, he threw in the whole Oedipus complex.
Yeah.
For girls, it's the Electra complex.
Broncos versus Steelers. Steelers need a win to keep their playoffs hopes alive.
Steelers.
By the way, I'm going for the Broncos I'm picking them. Because I need the Steelers to lose for the Bills to go get the playoffs. They need to lose two. They need to lose two games. And the Jets,
they probably will lose then, because the Bills will get right to the edge. Right to the edge of the playoffs.
I think the Steelers need to lose two, the Jets need to lose two, and the Raiders need to lose one for the Bills. And the Bills need to win out to make the playoffs. So it's a little,
I mean, they'll get just to the brink of going to the playoffs.
You know what? That'd be fun. I'd rather have that than
Going to the playoffs?
Than lose this week and then this would be over. Like, I have to go to two games in the cold.
For
nothing.
Yeah.
Everyone's depressed in the crowd. Cards versus the Eagles. Cardinals versus the Eagles. The Battle of the Birds. On Sunday Night Football, which is this the Sunday Night Football music.
Okay.
It makes me really emotional.
Yeah. Give me Eagles.
Give me the Cards.
All right.
How about that?
Okay.
That's what I say. I put the Eagles.
Well said.
Spell the Eagles wrong. There you go. Saints and Lions on Monday Night Football. All right, I'm going for the Saints.
Okay.
They've been playing well lately, and the Lions, I don't think they're that good. That's what I think.
Okay.
Texans and Colts. Both teams have losing records, but are going for the win the division. They all have like 6 or 7 wins, but they're trying to win the division.
Yeah, Texans.
I'm going to go with the Colts. Why not?
We have some varied picks this week, so hopefully either you're going to gain some ground or I'm going to fucking leap ahead. So we'll see.
Why do I have this twice? Bills versus the Redskins.
Again? Do we get double points? What if I pick the Redskins this time? And do I win either way?
Shut up.
Is that like in Vegas? You're allowed to I put my money down on red and black.
Yeah,
it's like it's gonna land somewhere, right? Yeah. I win either way.
I put $1 million on black and $1 million on
and red. Yeah, it works.
Panthers, don't you just win $1 million?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
You just get back what you put in. You never lose. I'm the greatest gambler who ever lived.
I've never lost once. Never.
Panthers versus Giants.
Giants.
Panthers still undefeated. Still.
Yeah, give the Giants a chance to break their streak.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, man, I'm putting stuff in the wrong spot.
Oh, my God. Asshole doesn't know how to work the equipment.
Yeah. So you're picking the Giants?
I guess. You know, it'd be a nice treat for them to be able to dethrone them. Before the end of the season.
Packers versus the Raiders. Packers not playing well lately, but the Raiders aren't that
Packers.
Good. All right, I picked the Pack, too.
Don't Raiders always suck?
Bengals versus 49ers. Bengals trying to stick up with that first seed in the playoffs, but they've been you know, tripping up lately.
Bengals and who?
49ers.
I always pick the 49ers, so keep it going.
Much cheer, whatever. Bengals, I pick.
Much to my dismay.
Dolphins and the Chargers. That's the last one.
Give me the Chargers.
I'm going to pick the Dolphins. Why not? Yeah, this could be bad for me.
Yeah, who knows? Or good.
Yeah. You never. That's the thing. You don't really know what's going to happen. It's really hard to just pick teams straight
up. As they say, any given Sunday, even the really good and the really bad, shit happens.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
That does it, I guess.
All right. Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Stay tuned this week and listen to all our podcasts.
Exactly. HotshotWizKids.com.